The sound of the water in the tub screamed at her from every corner, every angle, every inch of the room. Slowly, things became barely visible in a mix of familiar shadows and shapes. The edge of the tub, the pedestal sink, the toilet, familiar objects in unfamiliar form. Calm, composed, and in complete surrender to the forces at play, Lydia lifted one pointed foot. "I've been here before, in a dream, at her grave." Lydia's mind raced. Memories of her experience in the garden earlier that day blitzed her from every direction. Clouds, path, the clawfoot tub, the one above Adeline's grave. Lydia couldn't tell if her eyes were open or closed, or if what she saw was a vision presented by her mind or her eyes. She was in the bathroom. She was in the cemetery. Foot suspended above water, head lifted, chin up. As her begrimed toes met the hot water's surface, a whisper so present and so real ripped her mind open.
"Mama!"
Lydia shuddered and lowered her foot into the scalding hot water.
"Baby, I'm here."
A hand moved up her submerged calf, welcoming her to the water. The water felt on the verge of boiling, then felt frigid. Goosebumps emerged on her legs and across her body. Lydia committed her weight to the tub. Her back leg entered the water. She turned in place and lowered her body until she came to rest, seated in the tub. The deluge of water and sound ceased. The immediate silence turned to static in her ears. Lydia looked at the shadows of her knees breaching the water before her, like two hulking black islands on the other side of a lightless world, the sea around them empty in all directions. She guided her hands over the peaks, spreading the water, but feeling nothing underhand. Then she lathered the water onto her skin like a balm, curing the pain, the loss, the cruel, grueling time between happiness and death. Forms resembling hands spread the viscous fluid over her neck, shoulders, and arms. She leaned into them, accepting their will. Two children's hands emerged from the black water, slipped up the sides of her neck, and cradled her face. She exhaled everything as the hands pulled her steadily into the water.